I'm in. Do it. Let's start.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Golden Ratio Podcast. I am Jen, GR Mom, joined as always by GR Dad.
Hi.
How's it going, GR Dad?
I'm two drinks in. Whee!
Two and a half, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Define half. Mine's half full.
Oh, well.
This half is still half full. You must think of it as half empty.
I just think of it as half because I'm a scientist.
Half in me.
The cocktail of the week this week is Cash and Prizes.
Wow.
That's the name. Cash and Prizes.
Whee.
It is. Why? Why risky? Rye whiskey.
Rye whiskey.
Why risky?
Nice.
Rye whiskey. Lillet Rouge.
Ooh, and as opposed to Lillet Blanc?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's also a Lillet Rosé. We have all three.
Is it a Lillet Jean? Lillet Jean?
There's just
Blanc. Lillet Grun.
No, no. There's Blanc, Rosé, and Rouge.
Lillet Noir.
Okay, let me start again. It's an ounce and a half of rye, an ounce and a half of Lillet Rouge, one bottle of Underberg Bitters, which sounds like a lot, except one bottle of Underberg Bitters is like maybe half an ounce.
Goes a long way.
Followers of the Patreon will recall a video from a few months back where Ingo and Cheddar's dad, Alex,
oh my gosh,
had a lot of drinks and then drank bottles of Underberg Bitters together. Clearly, it opens with them drinking something and they're sober, and then it cuts to them drinking bottles of Underberg and they're very clearly not sober, and they whistle the little Underberg theme song together.
Oh, yeah. There's a knees up, Mother Brown, Father Brown. There's a, it's an, apparently it's a famous song.
Yeah.
I'm not going to whistle. That is the advertising melody for Underberg in Germany.
Yeah.
This is a 70s, 80s thing. They may still do it.
Look it up on YouTube. You can watch videos of it.
They may still do it. They whistle. I'm not whistling right now because I think it's obnoxious into a microphone.
Remy, no.
Speaking of obnoxious into a microphone, Remy, stop yelling.
Yeah, and so, you know, subscribe to the Patreon and you can see GR Dad and Alex drunk whistling the Underberg theme song.
I don't know that that's a big draw.
That I believe the next day you were like, oh, I made terrible mistakes. I'm never drinking that much again.
Did I?
Yeah. You had a
Said that before and it never came true.
No, it didn't come true that time either, but you had regrets.
It's possible because we drank all different stuff. In theory, that's supposed to be worse than drinking the same thing, lots of it.
Well.
But we drink like samplings of things, which is never a solid recipe because it's like, here, taste this. Does this taste funny to you?
All right, so coming back to cash and prizes.
Yeah.
Rye whiskey, Lillet Rouge, Underberg, topped with tonic water. I made you one of these last night.
Yeah, it was good, although it was very Underberg-y. I mean, if you don't like the taste of Underberg, which is quite herbal, I would say herbal slash medicinal.
It's kind of like Jägermeister, but without the licorice flavor.
Well, Jägermeister has a sweetness to it, and mm-hmm. it's the licorice or whatever, like... But the Underberg has that removed, and it's both. It's just the bitters flavor.
Yeah.
And it comes in a really small bottle too.
Yes, like you can buy it on Amazon. Shot. Like it's alcoholic, but you can buy it on Amazon, without showing age proof or anything, because like it's just very small little bottles.
Can you buy
Angostura bitters? Like you can buy Angostura bitters at the grocery store
and on Amazon. Maybe.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah, and you don't need to show an ID, but if you do a shot of Angostura bitters, that's regular alcohol
so
level.
So it's classified as a bitter, I guess.
I guess.
The Underberg. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a third thing. It's neither alcoholic nor non-alcoholic. It's alcohol, but you can buy it.
Yeah.
Third way. That's mysterious and a real like miss in the regulatory scheme, because it's not even like bad for you. It's not like rubbing alcohol, which
no,
you can also
right.
get online, I guess. Never
so,
mind.
So I just looked up the I bought a 30 pack of Underberg because it comes in these like tiny little bottles and they're wrapped in paper. They're brown. They look very pharmacy like.
Yeah.
Old school pharmacy. So I bought a 30 pack of them. Each little brown bottle with the paper wrapping is 20 milliliters. Uh-huh. So it's like half an ounce, basically.
Yeah.
And I thought I would read you the description.
Oh, good.
On the page. It's kind of long.
All
so
right.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
A portion of well-being. Two things contribute to Underberg Bitter's distinctive character. Its unique beneficial digestive effect and the unmistakable portion-sized bottle wrapped in straw paper. Convenient, practical, and always exactly the right quantity for well-being.
Straw paper?
It cannot be explained. It must be experienced. Number two, Underberg after your meal, which this is a very Ingo strategy.
Yes.
To be unwrapped and enjoyed as a crowning finale to excellent meals or hearty snacks. This natural European digestive bitters from Weinberg, Germany has been served to ease indigestion for 175 plus years in more than 100 countries. After a hard day's work or after a heavy meal, Underberg digestive bitter can help with bloat and digestion while cleansing the palate and freshening breath.
Freshening breath. Well, it kills bacteria in your... It's kind of like mouthwash, I suppose.
The original Rheinberg herbal digestive. The rich, slightly sweet herb taste and unique aroma of herbal scents, spices, and a bit of Christmas comes from a secret recipe and processing methods that have been held and guarded by members of the Underberg family since 1846.
We don't tell anyone.
On the go size. Enjoy your Underberg Herbal Bitters drink wherever you are. The single portion individually wrapped bottles are perfect for when you're on the go and don't want to miss out on the benefits of Underberg after a meal. Just twist off the paper and the cap comes off and you drink the entire dose.
That's what it says.
And then it says asterisk. Do not sip it. Take it all at once.
It's awful. That's not even like a bad translation. That's real copy, I think, written by some enthusiastic fan.
All natural GMO-free recipe. We're proud to say that natural ingredients were used in the making of our bitters. Underberg carefully extracts the valuable herbal essences from 43 countries to turn them into... Just telling you what it says. To turn them into a one-of-a-kind aromatic bitters. It has naturally occurring vitamin B1, proteins, and antioxidants. Pure ingredients and absolutely no additives. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, GMO-free, and kosher. Oh, wait. There's see more details.
Gluten-free. See more details. I bet you it's not Parev kosher. Kosher Parev, is that what it's called?
Valuable herbal essences are carefully extracted by fourth and fifth generation members of the Underberg family.
Oh my God. Underground in their underground lair.
Not just a digestive. Underberg is unique and inimitable, made by a secret process kept since 1846. Semper idem.
Always like this? Semper Always idem. Like itself?
Before it's packaged, the recipe is placed in casks made of Slovenian oak for several month-long maturation periods. Anyway, you can totally buy this. It comes like wrapped in like craft paper. They kind of why they call it straw paper. It's like craft paper.
Nobody knows what's in it, and we're not telling.
It's a secret recipe.
And it tastes weird, but trust us, it's good for you.
Oh my God! Wait, drink Underberg. Discover our wonderful world of bonuses. There's an Underberg loyalty program. Collect caps. Enjoy your Underberg and collect the famous green tops from each bottle. The more caps, the better.
The better.
Select rewards. Redeem your caps to choose from exclusive rewards. All loyalty program rewards are limited, exclusive, and not for sale. Receive bonuses. Send us your caps and your premium order and look forward to a package from us soon. How do we get into the Underberg?
Oh, I'll drink this stuff more if I get loyalty points.
Oh my God. How do we get into it?
It's got to be discontinued. That's got to be old.
About Underberg's tops and more rewards
get
program.
Out.
For fans of, all right, blah, blah, blah. Began in 2002.
Okay. That is 20,
successfully
22 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, this article is from 2017, so.
I don't know.
To redeem the rewards, all you have to do is collect all of your Underberg caps and send them to Underberg Marketing Service, Von Galen Straße 35,
Rheinberg,
47906, Kempen, Deutschland.
Yeah. Then what?
All right.
How many do
so
I have to send?
For
one?
48 caps,
whoa.
You get a key finder keychain. It's a little tiny Underberg bottle on a keychain.
Ooh, okay. That's cool.
Shop Kopf Karten Card Game. Schafskopf cotton card game. You can also get that for 48 caps.
Okay.
Oh, there's a bunch of different card games. You can get the Underbag Twin Tin, which is a little tin that holds two bottles of Underbag.
Ooh,
you know,
so it doesn't break.
Like one's rotated.
Oh my God,
it's like, skinny part.
Really small. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tin that'll hold two bottles.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Underbag Tin Sign, nostalgic postcard set.
Wow.
That's for 48. For 96 caps.
That's a lot of caps.
You can get the original Team Underbag flag. So it's a green flag and it says Team Underbag and there's like a hand holding a little Underbag bottle. There's actually this super cool Underbag long stemmed glass.
So it looks really kind of like small.
A champagne flute.
But it's all stem.
And it only holds half an ounce. I would absolutely get that. That's awesome.
96, though. I got to work hard for that.
For 144 caps, you can get that glass engraved. You can get your personal engraving on it. You can also get a crystal glass stand for your Underbag. So it's kind of like a cake stand.
Like a presentation?
Yeah. But it'll hold six bottles of Underbag in it. For 192 caps.
Oh, no, I got to keep the caps.
You can get the matte edition of the long stem glass or the bicolor, which has like green in the glass on the stem.
That's cool.
For $240, you can get those that are engraved, or you can get a table runner, a soft pale green hue in beautiful floral embroidery, Underbag.
Why is that the top prize?
And then you can get that personalized for $288. You can get the Underbag Herbal Mobile, which is a little cast iron.
Oh, it's a trailer. Oh, the next one's a trailer.
That holds Underbag, or there's a trailer version.
Oh, my goodness.
Underbag grilling apron that's got a pocket for three little Underbag bottles.
Because it's a long, long grilling.
For 384 caps, you can get the picnic blanket with shoulder bag.
Wow.
And then we move into Underbag bone china in collaboration with renowned porcelain manufacturer Vilroy & Bach.
Vilroy & Bach is serious stuff.
We created this series of beautifully detailed plates decorated with illustrations of some of the herbs used in the famous recipe can be redeemed for 384 caps each.
I got to start drinking.
All these. There's tons of plates. And it's got like some have sage, some have fennel.
No, I'm not. I can't drink that much. I'm going to go for the glass.
All right. For 480 caps, you get this display that has like a little platform that has six bottles of Underbag and then a little hangy thing for six of the little long stemmed glasses.
Oh, geez. How many? Do I have to drink?
480 caps.
480 Underbags.
I buy 30 packs for $50. So this is like $700 worth of Underbag. If you drink Underbag, send us your caps, you guys, and we will like aggregate them together and try to get
the highest prize,
the top prize, the Underbag glass bar. This decorative and stylish piece shows off up to eight Underbag bottles and four of the long stemmed glasses.
Wow.
It's designed to stand out on a table setting and strike a balance between artistic display and functional storage. You guys, I'll save your caps for us.
Jen, nobody drinks this stuff.
You can buy it on Amazon in 30 packs, 1107 Key Plaza, number 202 Key West, Florida, 30040. Send us your Underbag caps, and we're going to collect them. And then I promise we will feature this in the snaps all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'll drink it. I'll be drinking out of it.
All right.
I got to let Vink
out. Okay, we got to let Vink out. All right. So Ingo took Vink out. He's got a little Underbag in front of him. Oh, now he's putting on the equipment again. You can do your Underbag.
I mean, I had a large dinner. Now I need to have an Underbag so I can have, you know, be a coffee achiever.
In your absence.
Yeah.
I was looking on eBay to see if one could buy this thing, and I don't see any listed. But there is a listing for 250 Underbag bottle caps for $55. So, there's also 100 for $20. So
that sounds cheaper.
Yeah, you got to talk into the mic. Did you drink that all at once and not sip it?
Yes, as directed. Good. I used it as directed, Jen.
All right.
But now I will not throw away the cap. Interesting.
Yeah, save that cap.
No kidding.
All right, so we've gone through all of this and we are still on Cocktail of the Week.
We're in ramblings. We've skipped around a bit.
So anyway, the cash and prizes. Rye, Lily Rouge, Underberg, and tonic water. It's pretty bitter. I mean, it's a well-balanced cocktail.
Turns out the prizes were just a preview of what you do with the Underberg.
Man, no kidding. There's actual prizes.
I think that was just fortuitous. That was just lucky, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or is it a secret? It's a secret.
It's a whole thing that we didn't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for Administrative Corner.
Anyway, I feel energized after the Underberg.
Yeah, do you feel like your digestion is improved?
I mean, it's given me a jolt.
Jolt is something.
It's pretty sour. It's pretty bitter.
Yeah. Are you ready for Administrative Corner?
Oh, I love Administrative Corner. I'm so ready. The only reason I did this was for Administrative Corner.
Well, here we are.
Excellent.
I have three items.
Oh, I am in heaven.
All right. Number one is slightly covert, but we'd like to say that we got a envelope from a friend of the squad named Mary.
Mm-hmm.
No last name, no email address.
Correct.
No Twitter handle.
Correct.
So Mary, thank you.
She's very nice.
And this was the only way that we figured out that we could do that.
Yeah. She may not be listening, but you know, if you are, Mary, thanks.
All right. Number two. Rat hole update.
Beepity beep 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 beep.
You guys, the Chicago rat hole, for which Ingo has a T-shirt.
The famous Chicago rat hole.
Yes, sites of proposals and weddings
and rituals.
Many, many rituals, and that Ingo has on a T-shirt that one of the friends of the squad sent him. I believe you wore that shirt today.
It's a rat or a squirrel-shaped hole in the cement.
It's not. It was a rat or squirrel-shaped hole, because this week the Chicago Public Works showed up and they removed the whole section of sidewalk that had the rat hole in it and have put a new sidewalk in.
Because what happened when they filled it in? People unfilled it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like randos filling it. I did read some articles on this, and it sounds like people who lived in the neighborhood, one, were kind of irritated there were people there all the time.
Let me shut up.
Very NIMBY of them.
But also, like, the sidewalk wasn't installed very well in the first place.
Hence the rat. Because it had a giant hole because of the rodent.
But apparently the rat hole has been there for, like, 20 years, so it's not, like, a fresh rat-shaped hole. We had to take a pause to, like, manage the dogs a little bit. So, yeah, the rat hole had been there for a long time, but... Zola! She's eating stuffing out of the Blauhai. Terrible dog. yes. So anyway, but like apparently the sidewalk was like aside from the rat hole, like uneven and kind of crappy. And so I'm sure all of the calls and everything finally got some attention. So they did replace the sidewalk, but they carefully extracted the section of sidewalk with the rat hole in it.
They made a hole around the rat hole.
They like cut it out.
Made a bigger hole.
So who has it been entrusted to? We don't know. We will continue to bring you updates as we find out.
Really? It's unknown right now?
Unknown. Yep.
Oh.
But they didn't just like chop up the sidewalk. They definitely took the rat hole part out and it left. So maybe it's going to the Chicago History Museum? I don't know.
Maybe they're
going
to recreate the rat.
You can buy...
the rat mold.
Yes, you can buy molds right now. So like if you are laying your own sidewalk and you want to put a Chicago rat hole shaped hole in it.
Oh, that would be awesome. Imagine like putting down a new floor or something and putting a rat hole in it. And then, I mean, you could fill it with polystyrene or something, make it see through.
Yeah.
So it would still be level,
yeah.
Right? And you wouldn't stub your toe all the time and things wouldn't fall into it. But it would look, it would be homage to the rat hole.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, we've got a bag of concrete downstairs. I could buy you a rat hole impression maker and you could just make a little pad.
Is it like a dinosaur footprint maker?
Kinda like kind of that, yeah.
Oh, well, that's bad news, but good news, I guess.
So.
Sounds like a hostile neighborhood for fun.
Maybe. Anyway.
Well, it's a few rituals a day.
All right. So that's the rat hole update. Finally, it's fish doorbell time.
Ding dong. What?
Fish doorbell. All right.
Fish doorbell, you say.
So the website for the fish doorbell is visdeurbel. Visdoorbel.
Okay.
Dot NL.
Okay. NL. Yeah. It's Dutch.
It's Dutch. The fish doorbell is Dutch. So it's like fish migration time in Utrecht.
Mm-hmm.
But there are locks, boat locks in Utrecht.
Oh, yes.
So the fish kind of are swimming upstream and then they get stuck.
Yeah.
So there's like a little door that you can open for the fish to get through, but they don't keep it open all the time. So there's a live stream. This is the current live stream you can see on my computer here.
Oh, get out. The fish have to ring the doorbell.
No. Humans ring the doorbell. You watch the live stream, and if you see a fish waiting to get through, there's a doorbell. It's just not showing up on here right now. There's currently 243 people watching. So if you see a fish, then you ring the doorbell, and then if enough people have rung the doorbell, and they
also just one won't be enough because
then it's just some 13-year-old boy is ringing it all the time.
Drunk dude who's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Crowdsourcing.
It's crowdsourcing it. And so if they get a bunch of rings, they check the thing. And if there's enough fish waiting, then they open the door.
Crowdsourcing fish assistance. I think it's nice.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really cool.
Visdoorbel.
What's going to be next? Like, this deer needs to cross the road, so I'm pushing the button so that the light goes red.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. Maybe it's a deer family.
I used to watch Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi or the Travel Channel.
Every channel now?
It's everywhere now. It was like the original like ghost hunting show. And it was, in my opinion, like much better in the first few seasons where they're like, okay, so there's probably no such thing as ghosts. Like, they've just got bad plumbing. And then it kind of turned into what we're sort of used to now, which is like, oh, I get a bad feeling.
Now they're always credible. Yeah, it's the other way, right? When it's bad plumbing and they go, oh, yeah, it's definitely a ghost.
Yeah. It was really good for the first few seasons. And as they started to get like really popular, they did a Halloween special one year. And I think this really speaks to like how long ago this was. And they were like live from Eastern State Penitentiary, maybe just some haunted house. But they had like a website. And so they had a all night on Sci-Fi was like live. Ghost
on TV.
Hunters, on TV.
Yeah.
But you could go to the website and you could see all the different cameras.
Oh.
And if you saw a ghost, there was a red button to push. And then the guys on TV would respond to the red button. So, of course, everybody's pushing the fucking button all the time.
For
like,
all
it
the rooms.
Did not work at all.
Because they didn't know that you had to have a critical mass. They were just letting the 13-year-old be like, I'd like to chase them to the basement.
It was like pre-real social media.
Did you do it? Did you push the button?
I don't.
Did you push a button?
I mean, probably.
You would have wanted to.
But it's like, you know, all those shows, it's like night vision cameras in the dark. You get like weird pixelation and it's like, is that a ghost? I mean, no, it's not a ghost.
But the show trims you to do that too, where it's just like, it's a, you know, a fly goes by and they're like, oh, it was a ghost. It was
orbs. But I was like, okay, like I'll watch this. I mean, it was well before I met you, right? So we started dating in 2011. So this is, you know, probably 2008 or something, maybe even before that, like pre-real adoption
of social
media.
Did they even
have
electricity back then?
Like before most people had smartphones, right? So he was just like...
Before I did. I did not have a smartphone until like, I don't know. Oh, no, wait.
I made you get... I
had a BlackBerry.
I
had a BlackBerry in 98. No, 2005, I had a BlackBerry.
Oh, my God. It was like 2013, and I was like, Ingo, come on.
I love my BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said at the time.
Oh, it's so good with the real keyboard. Oh, that was cool.
You know, you can get a real keyboard for your iPhone.
It had one game, Block Brick Buster.
You really held on to that thing.
I got several generations. I did. I had a bank BlackBerry.
You still have them, don't you? Aren't they in a drawer?
Yeah. I had like the sleek red European style BlackBerry.
European flavor.
Yeah, it had a trackball instead of like a pad.
Nice.
Or maybe a pad instead of a trackball. That thing was state of the art. But it didn't have video. That was the downfall.
Mm-hmm.
I think they never really turned the corner to having a TV screen. It was always the, like, you know, text screen. Thing ruled.
Anyway, if you want to push the doorbell when you see a fish in Dutch, go to fishdoorbel.nl.
Ding dong.
Visdoorbel.nl. Or just Google fish doorbell.
What does it say? How do you make the sound of a doorbell in Dutch?
I don't know. I haven't clicked it because there's been no fish there when I've looked.
Oh. Okay.
Who knows? You know better than me.
I don't know the Dutch doorbell sound.
No.
Well, ding dong. Yeah, I think in German it's ding dong.
It's time for dog updates.
Excellent.
Bring it on. Vink went to Miami. It's been 2 weeks since her last chemo treatment. And so she got her chemo 2 weeks ago. And then last week she went and got blood work and it was very bad. And so they put her on antibiotics. And this week she went up and her blood work was very good.
Did not put her on antibiotics.
Yep. So she's kind of in the clear. She has replaced her platelets that got destroyed in the previous chemo.
Apparently it happens pretty quick. You can churn out platelets.
Yeah, that bone marrow, man. Just cranking them.
Good job.
So this week on Wednesday, she will get another dose of chemo, but lower. Do you think we need to manage that? All right. Feta had to...
Things are taking a turn for the worse.
Zola had to go out, but then she also had an accident, so she did half her business in the house and half outside. Meanwhile, we've been perusing the U.S.-based Underberg Reward website.
It still exists, the
yes.
program.
So there's going to be some Underberg merch coming to the house.
I'm trying hard. I've already had one.
Good job.
Tonight, and I'm keeping the cap.
Yeah, we're going to have a
These caps are gold. Well, they're green, but they're gold.
Bucket of caps.
Gold.
Okay, so we talked about the rat hole. We talked about the fish doorbell. All right, yes, we're on to dog updates.
The Vish doorbell.
Vish doorbell. But it's probably pronounced like the German, where the V's like an F. Fish doorbell.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. Probably.
Okay, so Vink doing better. Going to get another dose of chemo on Wednesday, but it's the same medicine that she got last time, but they're giving her a lower dose, which like hopefully won't make her as sick, but also like not the best.
I think she likes Miami trips also. I think she, like Voods, enjoys the little attention. She's certainly always excited to get in the car.
Yeah. She does a good job.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, Remy has to go too, so it'll be at least the two of them, maybe one of the kids.
But I will be here for a change. And
well,
so
I still have to take Remy. I'm sorry.
Yes,
he hasn't also a checkup.
Yeah, this is Remy's. Remy also has lymphoma. He just has the good kind.
The lymphoma twins.
Yeah. So Remy's just getting his regular checkup.
He has the lazy kind.
So that's good. Zola is doing better with her housebreaking despite this accident.
34 pounds on Wednesday.
Yep. But we follow like four of her litter mates on Instagram.
Yeah.
All boys. And they were like 41.
What's one called? Waffle cookie?
Mashed potato.
Mashed potato.
Hudson.
Yeah.
Logan.
Chonk.
I don't remember. And there's one.
There's no Chonk.
Cooper
sounds about right.
It was a.
Anyway, they're all bigger. Yeah. She's the. You knew she was kind of runty.
I didn't because I didn't get to see any of the other
Yeah, why
dogs.
Did you get to pick last? Is it because you paid the least?
Because I...
I want the dregs.
I came in last. I was like, I would like a dog. And they're like, there's one left. And I was like, I'll take that one.
We only have this one in the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Hey, at least she looks like a golden, unlike Feta. I'm still...
Cooper. Logan, Mashed Potato, Zola, Hudson, and Cooper.
Feta's the only one without a yuppie name. This is fine.
Zola.
This is fine.
Zola.
Zola.
Feta. Mashed Potato is a great name.
Oh, Mashed Potato is a good name.
Mashed Potato. It's not even mashed. It's mash. Mashed Potato.
Yeah, his name is Mash.
It's a great name.
Yeah, that is a good name.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So there's four other...
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
We should have... The stupid adherence to the cheese rule means we don't get to do Mashed Potato. The rigidity of the cheese rule.
I'm sorry. We have a guacamole and a remoulade.
I know, but then we switched to cheeses.
Did you think, were you like, oh, you know what she really is? And like a Hasselback? She does have those lines on her face.
Hasselback. Well, that, where'd you go? That's amazing. How'd you get there?
Hasselback potato?
Oh, I thought it was a camera. Hasselblad. Hasselblad, but that's a camera.
A Hasselback potato is like you take like a whole potato and you slice it almost all the way down into like really thin little slices.
Yeah.
And then you fan it out
it's
and
like
you put
like
butter.
Like a potato folder.
Yeah, kind of like that. And then you put like herbs and garlic and
Rolodex.
Butter on the inside. Yes.
It's a potato dex.
Yes.
Yeah. Except the folders are potato batter pats. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. Hasselback potatoes. Let me show you a picture. of one.
There used to be a quarterback called Hasselbeck. Oh. It's a couple quarter, a couple.
Then so the they're kind of like fanned video. Out, and then you put like
oh yeah
butter and stuff in the middle and oh, cook yeah. it.
Is there is that does that have a French name? Gratiné? No, that's different too. That's different again. All right.
Au
gratin.
Potato a la Hasselbacken. I'm not making that up. That's what Wikipedia says. Hasselback
Weak.
Potatoes or potato a la Hasselback. In Swedish, they're called Hasselbackspotatis. Hasselbackspotatis.
Okay. Well, we had Parm. Parm would have been able to translate that.
Yeah. He was a duktig pojke.
He was.
They can be served as a main course, side dish, or canapé. They were created in 1953 by Leif Ellison, a trainee chef at Hasselbacken Restaurant in Djurgården, Stockholm.
Leif Erikson? Is he the one who discovered America?
Ellison.
Leif Erikson?
However, there is a recipe for oven-fried potatoes, open parentheses, Hasselback potatoes, in the 1929...
Oh, disputes.
Princessornas Kokbok, the cookbook of princesses, by Jenny Åkerström. Åkerström. There's a little circle over
oh,
the
yeah.
A like
yeah,
in
yeah.
Blauhai. Åkerström, leading some to question as to whether the recipe did in fact originate at the restaurant. So it sounds like fucking Jenny invented it in 1929.
Yeah.
And then
Leif
Ellison.
Some dude, Leif.
In 1953 is like, oh yes, I have this great new invention.
Yes. It's like the Vikings discovered America and then stupid Christopher Columbus came along and found other part, another
guy.
Part of it.
Fuck that guy.
Yes, also fuck that guy.
He was an asshole.
Yes. I mean, the Vikings weren't that nice to like the people they didn't like.
All right. They were way better than Christopher Columbus, though.
They didn't smallpox the entire population. This is pretty good.
Fuck that guy.
Pretty good.
All right. So Remy's getting his checkup. Vink is going up. Remy's eye, if we remember from last week or the week before, he was having kind of a droopy eye from a nerve thing. It's a little bit better.
Yeah, it
not
is.
Not all better, but it's not all sunken in like it
That's
was.
True. I keep rubbing his neck trying to find that nerve that goes from one end of him to the other and then back.
I like that you're doing it just kind of like by hope. Like you haven't Googled like where does that nerve go?
No. I'm just, it's all on vibes.
Yeah.
The doctor vibe. Said it could be from an ear infection, so I rub around the ears.
Yeah.
It could be from like a thyroid thing, so I rub around the neck.
Yeah.
And
do you know where the thyroid is on the neck?
Yeah, the thicker part, the thyroid-y part.
Okay.
I've seen diagrams, not of dogs. And then I just kind of, you know, rub around the eye a little bit. He likes it.
Yeah, he does like it.
I mean, it's not an unpleasant problem.
No, that's great.
He's just like, why these locations? And I go, it's science.
And he's like, okay.
Remy goes, okay, give me a snack. And I said, okay.
Let's see. Feta escaped today. We were outside and she just wandered several
times
down.
The low tide is doubles the problem because it's a whole different, he can just, she can walk, Remy can walk too. She can just walk three neighbors down without swimming.
Yep.
Which is, apparently different than swimming. Certainly faster. Certainly faster.
Mm-hmm. Guac and Brody are doing fine. I don't think anything big to update there.
Yeah. Well, you're back, so discipline can be restored.
Indeed. I am, I'm like, what's with all this bullshit? And they all kind of look at me. And I'm like, get in line.
She like, came back. She had to use a shovel to clear out a path to get in.
That's not true. It's always so clean here.
All these empty pizza boxes and like empty beer cans and, you know, and that's just from Feta.
All right.
Oh,
so that's,
get out of here, Zola.
Zola is
picking up where Feta started.
Chewing on our little end table by the door.
Why are there gnaw marks on the furniture? Oh, because puppies.
All right. It's time for ramblings. We rambled an awful lot already.
I have no regrets about the ramblings, but also not about the puppydom of these two idiots.
All right. It's time for Taste of the Keys.
Yes.
Where did my Taste of the Keys go?
We saw the bed race today a little bit.
Yeah, we did. They have bed races in Key West for Conch Republic Independence Days.
Which it's close to the...
They already have reenacted the bloody battle.
1982 thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Bloodless battle.
Yeah. Okay. So, the headline is... What?
Go ahead.
Man arrested for graffiti.
Whoa.
This is the man.
Hi, man. The man.
He's pointing at his graffiti.
Oh, he looks like he's a Florida man.
Yeah, he's way too old to be graffitiing.
Yes.
All right. On April 26th, the Key West Police Department arrested 42-year-old Benjamin Baldwin on felony criminal mischief charges.
Yesterday. Crazy.
Officers from Alpha Night Patrol.
Does it really? Alpha Night?
Alpha Night Patrol goodness. Assisted the Criminal Investigations Unit in identifying 17 vandalized locations, each of which contained two individual but very unique designs. Over the course of the investigation, detectives were able to identify Baldwin as the person responsible for tagging the name Emma, in all caps, on numerous waste management dumpsters throughout the city of Key West. And I think that's probably because there's this like social media picture of him.
They are doing crack like, work.
Pointing at Emma tagged.
It's his own face, and then he's got a his own finger pointing at graffiti that says Emma, and he posted this on social media.
I mean,
oh my goodness, dude.
All right, so what I want to know is
who's Emma?
Yeah, and is he tagging her on dumpsters because like he thinks Emma's trash, or does he like love Emma and he's just putting her
nice
name
surface.
Everywhere?
It's just a nice surface. I'm going with the room. He looks, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to prejudge, but I hope it's romantic and he loves her.
Okay.
In a 1980s stalkery way where if he puts Emma everywhere, she'll go, oh, that guy is nice and I'd love to go spend the rest of my life with him because he's defaces dumpsters on my behalf that I didn't ask him to do and I decided not to go out with him anymore because he's weird and obsessive.
Did you see the post that I think was circulating on Washington Problems, which is a great account if you're from DC, and it was like I carry chalk with me and just put a mark on every post off USPS mailbox I walk past, and since I live in DC I'm probably screwing up somebody's dead drop.
Well, that's funny.
It is funny.
That's funny. That doesn't have any stalkery connotations.
No, I just thought
he wants to, or they want to screw up the dead drop.
They're just like, you know, because it's like, oh, it's like, I mean, you see it's like Aldrich Ames or whatever, right?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
like a chalk mark on a,
oh, yeah.
on a thing where
that
they
means, so call
like,
me immediately or it's off
yeah,
or
just
whatever.
Put chalk marks on everything. Screw up people's dead drops. Anyway,
right.
It's written here in Conk Life, Baldwin was transported to the Monroe County Detention Center, which means he was taken to jail and is currently being held on a $2,500 bond.
I think I picture him like hanging onto the bars in the window and going, Emma!
And like the emu Emma! And the farm is like looking up at him. Yeah. Emu's actually named Emma.
Emu's kind of making a laughy face.
All right, well, there you go. That's Taste of the Keys.
It's pretty lame crime, and that's the alpha, the AK division, AK squad of the cops.
It's not K. Alpha Knights with an N. Like not daytime.
A N?
Yeah. Alpha Knights. Alpha Knights.
Okay. Guys. Ugh. I bristle at this attempt to seem cool.
Alpha Night Knights. Patrol. Night Patrol. Alpha Night Patrol.
It's the Alpha Night Patrol.
Yes. Maybe
Mom's
there's also
best
like
food.
A Beta Night Patrol.
The or beta. They're not as good.
Delta Night Patrol.
They're really bad. They only call those guys when they need bodies.
There could be like an Alpha Day Patrol. I don't know.
Maybe there's the Girl Scout Night Patrol. Who knows?
It's time for German Word of the Week.
Oh.
How much Unterberg have you had?
One, but I now have an open one that I'm contemplating.
Is that your second one?
Yes.
So we get two caps out of this podcast.
Correct. I just got to find the cap that just rolled into
oh
the couch.
Oh, my God.
This is all very, I'm just going with the vibe, Jen.
Yep,
I'm just here for the vibes. The German word of the week is way too complicated for me today, but it's Frühjahrsmüdigkeit.
Frühjahrsmüdigkeit is springtime tiredness.
You're exactly right, Professor Dr. Golbeck. I don't know that this is a thing in America, but it seems to be accepted in Europe that you get tired in the springtime.
Definitely not a thing here.
Yeah, and there's these weird half anecdotal, half scientific sounding explanations. It's like, well, because your body is used to hibernating in the winter, and it's
oh my god,
you're changing seasons, so it has to adjust. And and here's what you do against it: you exercise, that'll wake you up. You've got to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, because then you get lots of vitamins that keeps you awake. Drink lots of water.
This is all good advice.
Yes, but it has, nothing to do with this. No. This whole thing, it sounds really kind of made up, but it is a term, and you do say it if you're feeling blah in the spring.
Frühjahrsmüdigkeit.
I just don't think it's different from Müdigkeit in the winter, or in the summer, or in the fall. It just sounds like you're tired sometimes.
Yeah.
There's no jet lag like effect in spring for everyone.
Yeah.
It just, it's a big thing. It's an accepted thing where everyone goes, oh yeah, Frühjahrsmüdigkeit. Yeah, you must be having Frühjahrsmüdigkeit. And I was like, you don't have any inkling of that in America. The spring is like energetic, and you're super happy because it's light, days are getting longer, and everything.
Yeah.
Why you get tired then?
But
you know, you're used to hibernation.
No, don't hibernate.
Your body has to change.
No.
The metabolism changes.
No.
I don't know. Maybe they were thinking of raccoons. I don't know.
It's probably just like lingering seasonal affective disorder. But it's like in the winter, you kind of feel like you can be seasonal affective disordery. And then it's like springtime and you're like, still have seasonal affective disorder. And they're it's Frühjahrsmüdigkeit.
It's probably depression, and they don't acknowledge that in Germany, so they have to call it Frühjahrsmüdigkeit.
And drinking a lot of water and eating fruits and vegetables and getting lots of exercise can help with mild depression.
Can help with everything.
Yes, it does help with everything.
Yeah. Classic. Right. Classic. Classic.
It's time for Ingo Corner, where you say whatever you want, and I don't tell you it's boring, that I will say you have not said pretty much anything boring.
I don't think I've said much. This is my secret. This is my secret. If I say nothing, you'll think I'm smart. I've deployed this for much of my life. This podcast has ruined it for me because I have had to talk not much, but more than I'm used to.
It was your
I am
word.
Revealing all my secrets.
Yeah, that is a thing you say a lot.
I know. Now my everyone secrets. Knows my weaknesses and secrets.
Like you like Unobag?
Yeah. For example, yes, they can use it against me.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't have anything special to say. Thanks to everyone. Hug your dogs, or cats, or parrots, or whatever.
Mm-mm. Just the dogs.
Just your dogs. That's right. If you hug your cats, also hug your cats, but then there are probably other podcasts that are more cat-focused.
Quite.
All we have is these knuckleheads that we have. I'm quite happy with the number of dogs we have right now. Six is
good. Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's exhausting. And crazy. But, you know, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
Never boring.
That is true.
Never sleepy.
No.
Someone's always biting someone.
Yep.
They asked for it. All right. That's enough.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. And until next time, Slava Ukraini. And don't put anyone unless they ask you to.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.